Avraham Avinu saves Lot from the four Melachim, from the four kings. At the same time, he saves the king of Sodom and all of their property. Vayomer melech Sodom el Avraham, ten li ha-nefesh v'rechush kach loch. King of Sodom said to Avraham, you give me back my people, and you can have all the property that you've taken back from the four kings that they took from us. The king of Sodom understood that it was all his. But if you give me the people back, I will let you, of my own volition, I will let you have the money, that I'll let you have the property. And Avraham Avinu answered, Vayomer Avraham, Harimoisi Yodi El Hashem, Im Michut Vatzroich Nal, Vim Ekach Mikol HaSheloch. There, Avraham Avinu said, I'm not taking anything. The question is, if Sodom understood that all the property belonged to him, even though it had been conquered by the four kings, and Avraham Avinu had conquered it back, and Avraham Avinu seemed to agree, and he said that I won't even take a shulet. If so, why in the pasuk before does it say, Vayitein loy maisa mikoyo? Avraham Avinu gave a tenth of everything that he'd received from the spoil of war, he gave it to Malkitedek. How can you give Hesed maisa from something that belongs to somebody else? If I find your property in the street, and somebody, you lose £1,000, and I find it, and I put up a notice, and you say, yes, it's mine, and you give me the various simonim that it is yours, and I say, here you are, and you count it, and there's 900. I look at you with a big smile, and I say, yes, it's yours, anything wrong? He says, yes, I lost 1,000. He says, yes, no problem at all. I've given Kesed Maisa for you already. It's not yours. The Or HaChaim asked this question, and the Or HaChaim in Chumash, he says the following. There's a Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Gemara says the following. Tonu Rabbanon, Shayoro Shehoiso Mahaleches, there was a convoy of people going from one city to another, the Omad Oleo Gaius, and highway robbers stopped this convoy, the Torfo, and they took everything that they had. The Omad Echot, one courageous person within the convoy, stood up for his rights, fought this highway robber, and got back everything that the highway robber had taken. Says the Brisa, Hitzil Le'emtza, then whatever he's taken goes back. Everybody gets their own property back. The Im Omar, says the Brisa, but if the person who took the money back from the highway robber says, Ani Matzil Atzmi, turns around to his people, you should know that I'm going to put my life at risk. I'm not going to do it for everybody else. If I manage to save the money, it's mine. The Gemara says then, Hitzil Atzmi Yitzin. Now the Or HaChaim explains that Melech Sodom, he was saved from the chemor, from the pits of clay, and he thought he was a greater knacker. And he turned around to Avraham Avinu and said, listen, he said, I could have got everything back, in which case, I could have saved it for myself. You didn't say, La'atzmi ani matzil. It's true that you were saving Lot and his property, but you didn't say that you were saving it for yourself. So what is Lot? Good one to hate. What belongs to us still belongs to us. Avraham Avinu says no. The Gemara there, the Brisa, only applies in a case where it was possible to save. Al pi derech hateva, said Avraham Avinu, you had a battle, you were well armed, you, the five kings, against the four, and you lost. Now that you've been defeated, there's no chance of you being able to fight back and getting the spoil of war back. I came and fought. It was a nice
I went with Eliezer and myself and two of us, that was it. And I was victorious. The money belongs to me. But the Avraham Avinu didn't want to take money that there was a dispute about, and that Sodom would say, Ani Ishati es Avraham, it was really mine. So Avraham Avinu said, that's it, I won't take it. Now, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael wanted to suggest that we can learn from here the following deal. What happens if you're walking along the street in Cricklewood, for example, a place where Roiv Akum, the majority of the people in the street there, are not Jewish. And you find in the street a bundle of money, and it's got a siman on it. It's got a siman, a bundle of money, a precise amount. Normally the din is, if you find something that has a siman, you have to declare it. Here, if you find something with a siman, the mokim shiroi v'akum, the din in Shulchan Aruch is that you're allowed to keep it. But the din is, afal pi shemin ha-din, says the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpot Siman Reishlom says, the mokim shiroi v'akum mitzuyim, in a place where the majority are akum, afilu nosan Yisrael bo siman, even if the Yisrael comes and gives a siman and says, it was £720. Einu chayav lahachzir, you don't have to return the money. Nonetheless, says the Shulchan Aruch, toiv v'yosha, it's correct, it's good, and it's correct, la'asos lifnim meshuas hadin, to do over and above what one is obligated to do, lahachzir le'Yisrael, to return this money to the Israel, Shenosan Bar Simon, if he gave a Simon. So over here, this one of the Gedolim, he wanted to say that maybe from here we can see Avraham Avinu held that this money really belonged to him. It was his money. He didn't want to take it because Sodom felt that it was his. And therefore Avraham Avinu gave Kesef Maaser because he said the following. Although I've got an obligation, I don't have to return it to Sodom, nonetheless, I'm giving it back to Sodom. But since I really have an obligation to take care of myself, because it's my money, it's rightfully mine, so I can give away, I can be mevatei, I can forgo my own money. But how can I forgo money that belongs to Kesef Maaser? So therefore, Avraham Avinu gave 10% to Malki Tzedek, and the rest he gave back to Sodom. The same would apply here, suggests this Talmud Chacham, that the same would be that if I find some money, me kadin, I'm allowed to keep it. There's only a din lifnim meshuas hadin to give it back. Fine. Lifnim meshuas hadin is bit of chasidus. Me kadin is mine. If it's mine, there's a chiyuv to give Kesef Maaser. It's all very well to do lifnim meshuas hadin on somebody else's cheshbon. How can I do that? The aniyim are waiting for their Kesef Maaser. He wants to suggest that possibly you have to give Kesef Maaser before you give it back.
You said Stoyim, don't you mean Loit?
No. Loit received all his money, that's fine.
He wasn't fighting for Stoyim.
We'll come to Loit in a minute. But Loit, he returned the money to Sodom as well. I'm talking about the money to Sodom, yes? With Loit, there's another question. I don't know whether we'll have time for it. There's another question. If you lose your wallet, and it hasn't got a simon, and then you go looking for it, and you're the lucky finder, you find it before somebody else does, so you have to give Kesef Maaser from your own money that you've lost, and that you hadn't a hope of finding really, but you were just lucky, it was a fluke. But we won't get involved in that for now. So therefore, in this case over here, this is what they want to suggest. And the question is over here, if you're supposed to provide a din, if Nimra Shurus Adin, so you've only returned 90%. You haven't performed the din of if Nimra Shurus Adin. And maybe over here, the reason why Avraham Avinu gave Kesef Maaser was, if you have a look at the ordering of the Pasuk, by Yitain Lo Maaser Mikoel, Avraham Avinu met Malki Tzedek, or more correctly, Malki Tzedek came out to meet Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Yitain Lo Maaser Mikoel, by Yomer Melech Sodom, and Avraham, when Sodom saw that Avraham gave Kesef Maaser, he realized he wasn't intending to give it back, maybe only then Sodom approached him. That might be the possibility.
When you do
finder or the original owner.
So the suggestion is that the finder would have to give Keset Maaser, because since Mikadim the money is his, so therefore before he passes it on, he's got an obligation to give a tenth. The only question is, if you do such a thing, first of all, you're only giving back 90%. The only other option is to give back 100% and give 10% from your own pocket. But surely, you're not mechuyev to give 10% from your own pocket. Why should you lose out of something that you're only returning it? And possibly there's another tanya, and that is, maybe you can regard it as a business expense. If you earn, if you play the stock market, and one day you earn £200,000, and the next day you lose £200,000, so how much have you made? Made nothing. If I find £1,000 in the street, and then I give back £1,000 to somebody else, and maybe I do it, it's no mishur sadin, but what have I earned? Nothing. Interesting question though is the following. This din of lifnei mishur sadin only applies if I find something belonging to Yisrael. If I find something belonging to an akum, there's another din. Din avedas oitei kechodim. There's the Shulchan Aruch, avedas o akum muteres. You're allowed to keep it. We won't get involved now in the din of the Malchusa, they're here at the moment. We'll talk about the din of Shulchan Aruch. The din of Shulchan Aruch is avedas o akum muteres. You're allowed to keep it. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, avedas ochicha. It's got to be ochicha. The hamachzira, if you do give it back, says the Shulchan Aruch, hari ze oive aveira. It's an aveira to do so. Why? Mipnei shu machzi kidei oive aveira. By giving it back to somebody who is an oive aveira zoro, in such a person, an idol worshipper, one can imagine giving back if you find some money from certain sex terrorist groups, and you give the money back, you can imagine that's an aveira. That's an aveira, not just that you're not mechuyev, you mustn't do it. So over here, but, v'mechziru l'kadish es Hashem, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if you did it in order to make a kiddush Hashem, kedei she'yifaru et Yisrael, that they, the non-Jews, should praise Klal Yisrael, the Yehu, and they should know, she'im ba'alei emunah, that we are people who are ba'alei emunah, that we trust and we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if Hashem wants us to earn money, we'll earn it, and there'll be other ways to earn it, harizem shubach, that is praiseworthy. So maybe over here one can say that the reason why Avraham Avinu returned the money was because although Mitzvah Adin he didn't have to return it, but it was harizem shubach. Now there's an interesting question. If I find £1,000 in the streets, and there's no siman, and nobody comes to declare it, and nothing, and I decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy myself a new pair of tefillin. Do I have to take Keset Maaser? Sure. What's one thing got to do with the other? Yes. The fact that it's one mitzvah for another mitzvah, but for sure, I have to give Keset Maaser. I'm left with £900. With that, I go and buy a new pair of tefillin. Over here, since if there's no din at all, it's not even a din lifnim mishur sadin to return the money. So if so, all I want to do is I'd like to make a Kiddush Hashem. That's a mitzvah. Is the Kiddush Hashem the same level as the level of Lifnim Meshur Sadin? I'll give you an example. I've got £1,000 in my own money. I didn't find it. I've got £1,000. Let me ask you a question. Halacha l'maaseh. I would like, with this £1,000, I went to the sofa, and the sofa says to me, look, you can buy two pairs of tefillin from me. Either a pair of tefillin, a Rolls Royce pair of tefillin, with all the hidurim, £1,000. Or, he says, if you want tefillin that's a kosher lechatchila, no hidurim, just a plain pair of tefillin, £250. I stop and I think to myself, you know what? Just received one letter from the Vada Stocker, another letter from Tomchei Shabbos, another letter from Big. I haven't got the funds to give him, but look, I can buy a pair of tefillin, which is kosher mechatchila, no hidurim, but then I've got £750 left. They are me and waiting with their mouths open for some bread, for some fish for Shabbos. Maybe it's better that I shouldn't be mahadir in my mitzvah, but that I should do another mitzvah with the £750. What do I do? What's the correct thing to do? Am I allowed to be mahazir? I've only got £1,000, no more. Should I buy the cheaper pair of tefillin, or should I buy the more expensive pair of tefillin? You say the cheaper pair of tefillin. Alright. I'll bring you another case. Another example. The din of lifnim mishurat hadin over here. I find money in the street. It's got a siman, but it's b'makom shirov akum. So I don't have to give it back. Because and the loser, although there's a siman, and he is a Yisrael, he knows that if any akum finds it, he'll pocket it and that's it. So there's yush, he's given up. But there's a din that I should put up a notice saying that I found some money, anyone who's lost it, give me sim on him. And I think to myself, you know what, mik hadin is mine. Lifnim mishurat hadin, should go back to the owner. Why should I be mekayim and lifnim mishurat hadin and give him his £1,000 back? He's poor aniyim. I can be mekayim several mitzvahs to the rice. I can give £100 to this one, £100 to that one, £50 to that one. How many mitzvahs to the rice can I be mekayim, which is a chiyuv, tzedakah? Why should I give him his money back? No, mekayim is mine. If I were to take these £1,000 and be mekadesh and isha and say, hurry up, mekudeshesli, there's no question about it, she's my wife. It's my money. I am mekadim, strictly speaking, this money I don't have to give back. Lifnim mishurat hadin, that I have to give it back. If so, why should I give this money back? There are aniyim. There always have been. The Aruch HaShulchan says, there are always more aniyim than ashirim. There's no shortage to find people. The question is to find out who they are. That's not a question. But they're more aniyim than ashirim. And therefore, I can always put out, how can there be a mitzvah of lifnim mishurat hadin? What do we see from here? We see from here that one time oisik in one mitzvah, hashavas aveda, if there is a hizor in the mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev, and on the contrary, I'm mechuyev to continue in that mitzvah and do it to the best of my ability. I'm not mechuyev to start making cheshbonis and thinking, you know what, I could do another mitzvah. If I could only do this, I could keep the money and give it out as tzedakah. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to keep the din and keep lifnim mishurat hadin. The same thing would apply with tefillin. We've never heard of anybody, nobody's got enough funds to be able to keep all the aniyim sorted out. If so, we should all, nobody should have an esrog costing what it costs, no one should have tefillin costing what it costs, no one should have, we should all be buying the absolute minimum and giving the rest off to the aniyim. Elamai, the din is that there's a din over here, the din of lifnim mishurat hadin, or the hizor mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah. Once you're doing the mitzvah, the idea is you're supposed to do the mitzvah in the best way. When you finish that mitzvah, if you've got funds left, if you've got an ability left, you go on to the next. That you see here from the din of lifnim mishurat hadin.
If you haven't got anything left, it costs you all the money for the hizor film. He hasn't got.
You're entitled. What I'm saying is that you're entitled to buy a pair of tefillin that is the nicest pair of tefillin that you can afford. Not to buy it with kesef ma'aser money. To buy it with your own money, yes? With your own money, you're entitled to buy the best tefillin that you can afford and that you would like to afford. And then, when you've finished, then you think, have I got kesef ma'aser money? Maybe I'd like to give a little more than kesef ma'aser money if I can manage to give to aniyim. That, yes. But you're not mechuyev to be mesamtzim. You're not mechuyev to stop short in one mitzvah in order to leave yourself room for another mitzvah. And a similar dogma where we find such a concept is ha'oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. When you're doing one mitzvah, another mitzvah comes your way, you're potter. Why do you have to tell you that you're potter? So the mitzvah in Brocha says, because the din is, it comes to tell you that you're potter from the second mitzvah. The second mitzvah becomes a patur relative to what you're doing. You are mechuyev to get on and do the mitzvah you're doing in the best possible way, and only after that you think it. And therefore, the money that you found, if there's a din of lifnim mishurat hadin, that you should do that rather than giving that money to aniyim. One last question, and with that we'll finish. And that's the following. Your father sends you to the Arba Minim, the person who's selling Arba Minim. knows that you're going, and he says, to do me a favor, will you pick up some other minim for me as well whilst you're there? You walk into the shop, and you find two beautiful etrogim that you decide, oh, that's it. But you can't decide, think about it, and you decide that one of them is a little nicer than the other. Which etrog do you give to your father, and which etrog do you take to yourself? If you take the nicer etrog for yourself, fine. You've been mahadeh in the mitzvah a little bit better, a little bit more. But, on the other hand, if you take the one which is slightly less nice, you get the mitzvah of arba minim, but you also have the mitzvah of kibbutz. Which one do you do? You let him choose. Let him choose, and hopefully he chooses the wrong minim. If so, then it's going to be the kind of thing. Fine, he's chosen, and that's it. There was a big discussion about this in Eretz Yisrael about 5 years ago, backwards and forwards. And I went to ask my Rebbe, Rav Nissim Kurelitz, Shlita, and I asked him, what should you do better? Which one should you do? He said to me, look, you should know, Chazon Ish, my uncle the Chazon Ish, he says, he never went for Hidurim in Esrogin. He used to look for an Esrog, which was Vadai Kosher. Then he would sit and learn. So he said, therefore, he says, I think, but if you have a nicer Esrog and make your father happy, then you should give that one to him. And that should be his Esrog. We've got a couple of minutes left, I can see. So I'll just finish off with this last piece that someone mentioned over here. What happens if you've got a £50 note in your pocket, and it falls out of your pocket? 11 o'clock at night, it falls out of your pocket in the pitch black. You get home, you realize you've lost the money. If somebody finds this money in the street, they can keep it. They can take it to themselves. What's the din? But you get there first. Because it's dark, nobody finds it. And you find it there because it's fallen, you pick it up, you say, oh, Baruch Hashem. What's the din? Do you have to take Kesef Maisa from the money that you found? You've lost it. As far as the din is concerned, Vai li the Chisorin Kis. There's certainly no question about it. You didn't go back because you knew that it was there. You went back in the hope. You found it difficult to part with £50, so you made your way back. You looked for the torch, backwards and forwards. Maybe I can find it here or there. Can you find it? And you were lucky you found it. Somebody else would have found it. What would have been the din? Would have had to take Kesef Maisa or not? Sure. If you find a matzia, if you find some money and you're entitled to keep it, you've got to take Kesef Maisa from it. For sure, it's earnings. Kosher earnings. No problem at all. If you find it, you find your own money, do you have to give Kesef Maisa? There's an interesting question, and this will lead people want to have a look and the greatest of pleasure. There's a ketzos that talks about what the concept of yush is. Is yush mitam hefka or not? If you're miyayish and say, oh, I've lost my money, I'm never going to find it again. Is that, what is the concept? Why am I allowed to take it? Am I allowed to take it because it's no longer yours? Or am I allowed to take it because the Torah says you're allowed to make a kinyan on it?
You went back because you weren't miyayish.
No, you were miyayish. You were miyayish, but you were hopeful. You thought that maybe you'd be able to find it. You were definitely miyayish because you knew that somebody may easily find it, and that person will have no way of getting it back to you. And therefore the din is that if you say this is within yush, it's still yours, so then you don't have to give Kesef Maisa. But if it's Hefker, and you have to make a new kinyan on it, so then you're no different to anybody else who finds it. Sorry? Not that they're miyayish, they're hopeful.
Gadal, Gadal, Shemay, Rabu. All of you can say the other one is the high one, and the high one is the high one.